Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head boys basketball coach Lance Knight. And coach, we head to the regional tournament starting on Thursday, but before that, took on Inola in the district tournament, and again, playing them for the third time, and things didn't go very well for the Doggers. Too many missed shots, turnovers, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you said it. There ain't much more to say than that. We just caught them on a night where they were kind of on fire. We thought we might. I mean, one of their better players wasn't playing, so we kind of thought we might get them. We kind of held the rest of the other two games. We kind of held some guys in check, and this one guy had hurt us, and he wasn't playing, but the other kids stepped up, and I think they had 10 three-pointers, and they shot the ball well, and we didn't. And when you don't shoot it well, turnovers, you know, and just missed opportunities, it's not going to go good, and you're playing on their court and everything. You're already basically down 10 when you step in the gym, in my opinion, and playing on a team's home court. But just got to get them things fixed by tomorrow. Hopefully we come out shooting a lot better than we did on Friday.
I thought early in the game, Hunter Hines, he got going with about two or three three-pointers, and then just after that kind of went silent after that. That seemed to be the trend that entire ball game.
Yeah. We were getting some shots early, and Hunter had some. He really didn't shoot a whole lot after that. But, I think at one time there, Adam, it was 15-11, beginning second quarter, and we had an opportunity at two kind of point-blank shots to, go 15-13. We don't hit them. They go down here three-pointer, and that's just killers, and five-point swings and stuff like that are just tough to overcome. Against a team like that, they'll make a lot of mistakes. And we struggled from all areas of it. It wasn't just, wasn't just outside shooting. We missed a lot of kind of gimmies and missed a lot of free throws and layup and just kind of the whole realm of it, but it happens, some nights. Hopefully got it out of our system.
Well, now head to regionals. Got to win three straight to go to the area tournament next week. The first opponent, very familiar, but we haven't played this team in the last two or three years, the Vanita Hornets. And the Hornets have been kind of down this year. And looking at their record and versus the Doggers, it seemed to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, very winnable game for us. Vanita's, they're struggling kind of from what they have been, for sure. Young, I know they've lost some players, some injuries. I think they had a couple kids move. So they're struggling. They play in a tough conference, though, just like us. So, I mean, day in, day out, they're playing tough people. I mean, Locust Grove, Miami, Fort Gibson, all teams that are in, top 10 of 4A and even 5A. So, I mean, their record's a little deceiving. I mean, again, a game we should win, but, it's still, we're not going there playing nobody. And again, it's on their home court. I kind of think that already gives them a little advantage, but we're finally kind of all healthy. Had some kids with injuries. Spencer Hayes the other night was sick, really didn't play at all in that game. So we're kind of going to be hopefully 100%, so hopefully that'll help us. But again, if we don't go in there and opportunities and we take advantage of them, and if we don't hit shots and don't turn it and turn it over, we're not going to give ourselves a chance. So if we can stick with some little things and hit some shots, I think we'll be all right.
Well, coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you in the regional tournament this week.
All right, appreciate it, Hope.